Are you ready to go back in time? Miss Time asked Toby Mack, a 45-year-old man with a bushy mustache and curly brown hair.
Stop pulling my leg. This is such a joke. How many beers did I drink tonight? I gotta cut back.
Toby scratched his beer belly and sighed. He leaned back in his recliner and blinked at the ethereal woman floating above him. She was transparent and had no legs, only streaks of light below her waist.
Toby, this isn't a drunken dream. If you really want to go back and start over, say the word and I'll make it happen.
Yeah, okay,
Toby said sarcastically.
I can sense your deep desire to go back, otherwise I wouldn't be here. The question is, how far back would you like to go?
Toby thought about it. If this was real, if he could actually time travel and redo his life, he'd go back to freshman year of high school. That was a pivotal moment in time in his life, when a lot of big decisions that held great consequences were made.
Got it, Miss Time said, reading his thoughts.
You can't be serious. This isn't real.
Toby laughed at the insanity of it all.
If you like to try, just say the magic words.
What are the magic words?
His curiosity was certainly piqued.
Abracadabra?
Miss Time rolled her eyes.
No, silly. The magic word is please.
All right, I'll bite. Please send me back to my freshman year of high school.
Consider it done. Miss Time clapped, startling Toby. His body tingled.
Hey, what's going on? I feel funny.
You'll be back in your childhood bedroom in no time. Things will feel a little strange, but trust the process. You're safe and in good hands. Toby looked at his hand, which was as translucent as Miss Time. He screamed,
Hey, lady, what are you doing to me?
Enjoy the journey. Oh, and by the way, you may notice a few special powers. Use them wisely.
Huh? What's happening to me?
Toby felt his body disintegrating. Everything in his living room warped and Miss Time disappeared.
Wait, come back!
Toby melted into his armchair as the world around him faded to black. Toby woke up with a gasp. He sat up in his bed, panting. What a trippy dream! He looked around and realized he wasn't in his recliner anymore. Instead, he sat in his childhood bedroom. Dirty clothes were strewn about. A half-eaten pizza slice sat on his bedside table. He grasped his chest and looked down. His beer belly was gone. Toby was in a teenage body. He yelped and jumped out of bed. Toby went to his Intuit bathroom and looked in the mirror. Staring back at him was the reflection of his younger self. It wasn't a dream after all. He traveled back in time to his freshman year of high school.
Get a grip, he whispered to himself.
Toby smiled at his sleeker body and wrinkle-free face.
This is actually pretty cool. Do I really get to do it all over?
Toby, Valerie, time for breakfast.
His mom called from the kitchen.
Home cooking.
Toby smiled and skipped into the kitchen, elated at the chance to relive his youth.
Good morning, mother.
He kissed his mom, Greta Mack, on the cheek and grabbed a plate of fresh eggs and bacon.
You're in a good mood, she said.
Why wouldn't I be?
Aren't you nervous for your first day of school?
He shrugged.
Nah, I've got this.
The memory of his current circumstances populated his mind. The memories of his life as a 45-year-old were already starting to fade. He gobbled his mom's eggs up. He forgot how much he missed her cooking.
Go wake your sister up for me, will you?
Mom asked.
Sure thing.
He jumped up on command. Mrs. Mack took notice of how strange her son was acting. She usually had to tell him to do something at least 5 times before he listened.
What's gotten into you today?
I'm a high schooler now.
I see, she said with a smile. I like this mature new you.
He smiled and walked to his sister, Valerie's bedroom. He swung open the door and found her wrapped up in her blankets like a caterpillar. She looked so cute. He realized he stopped talking to her sister once they became adults. She got a divorce and didn't even tell him for months because they only saw each other at occasional family gatherings. After her divorce, she completely disappeared from his life.
He nudged her from her restful slumber. She moaned and rolled over. He thought about what he used to call her.
Hey, fatty, wake up.
Go away,
she screamed back. He smiled at the familiarity of it all. Toby kicked her and added, wake up, it's time for school. She popped her head out of the covers and yawned. He almost forgot what she looked like. Valerie was a little pudgy, but very cute. He couldn't help himself. He pinched her cheek.
Get away!
She grabbed a nearby book and threw it at him. He laughed as he ducked out of the room. Valerie always had a temper.
That must be why you got divorced, Toby thought to himself as he walked back to the kitchen.
Mom, Toby hit me,
Valerie said groggily as she slumped into a chair at the kitchen table.
That's the kind of wake-up call you get when you ignore your alarm, Mom said. Leave me alone,
Valerie grumbled as she grabbed a slice of bacon and headed for the bathroom to fix her messy hair.
Why can't you two get along? Mom asked Toby. You used to walk around holding hands when you two were younger.
We did? Mrs. Mack nodded. Toby remembered being a little kid and was flooded with old memories he hadn't thought of as an adult.
I hope you have a great first day of school. Make some friends and listen to your teachers, okay?
I know. I'm not a kid.
Yes, you are.
Toby realized his mom was right. He was a kid again. He looked at his mom and realized she must be in her 40s, the age he was only minutes ago. It all felt so surreal. He couldn't wait to get to school to experience it all over again. He kissed his mom on the cheek and said goodbye.
Be careful of cars, she warned on his way out.
I will.
She always said that after her grandfather passed away from a car accident. Another little detail he had totally forgotten about as an adult. Toby walked to the side of the house where his bike was parked.
Sweet ride, he said to himself as he hopped on and rode off.
He smiled as the crisp morning air whipped across his face. He felt energetic, youthful, and strong. He pedaled through his old neighborhood, taking it all in.
Wow, I'm really back.
He thought of Miss Time and murmured, thanks for giving me this chance. Toby stopped at a red light and took out his iPod from his backpack. It's been so long since he's seen one. He put his earbuds in and pressed play, listening to all the old jams from his era. He sang along as he rode to school, elated. The big industrial school building came into view.
This place still looks the same.
Then again, it would be strange if it didn't, huh? The front of the school was made of brown bricks. There was a basketball court in the right corner and a football field on the left. He parked his bike and walked toward the main entrance. Toby felt a strange sense of nostalgia, followed by a wave of fear. He saw a familiar face in front of him.
That mean old teacher. Gotta stay clear of him.
The bald terror of a man stood in front of the door with scissors in hand. Toby had bad memories of getting his hair cut by those scissors. It was probably illegal, but that mean old man loved terrorizing the students and complained about them hiding behind their long, dirty hair.
Come on, faster. Get to class. Hey, you! I can't even see your eyes behind that messy hair of yours.
A boy got caught by the teacher, who quickly snipped his hair out of his eyes.
Trying to look cool on your first day?
The teacher glared. The kid murmured something incoherently.
3 laps around the field and come back to me. Got it?
Yes, sir.
I'm going light on you since it's the first day, all right? Go.
Yes, sir.
The boy ran off. Toby slinked past the teacher as he observed the scene. Our mental age is similar, but I still feel weirdly intimidated by that dude. He actually felt like a freshman again. Toby looked at his class schedule and walked up to the second floor. He walked through the halls with a sense of nostalgia. The teen version of him had never been here before, but Toby was oddly familiar with his classroom. Other kids shuffled in, looking around nervously with their hands in their pockets. Toby confidently sat in the middle of the room. It was a spot the teachers always missed. He remembered all his old tricks to get out of studying. Come to think of it, he never studied while at Hamilton Engineering High School. Kids that went here weren't dumb exactly, but they weren't star students either. He easily recalled talking to his middle school advisor about his options. He never liked to study, so this seemed like the obvious fit. He remembered it like it was yesterday because, in fact, it was probably only a few weeks ago. Toby felt the memories of his 45-year-old self slipping away.
So I really am starting over, he realized.
He remembered a glimpse of his wife and daughter. but some kids nearby caught his attention. Toby eavesdropped on their conversation.
He cut your hair? No way, dude,
one of them said.
I was pretty scared, to be honest.
Damn, engineering schools are something else, huh? I feel like they're treating us like criminals.
Just because we aren't as good at studying as the other kids.
Seriously, that's so unfair. That wouldn't fly at any other school.
You smoke, by the way?
Me? Hell yeah.
Nice. Me too. Let's be friends.
You got one on you right now?
On the first day? Hell no. I want to get the lay of the land first. I might bring some tomorrow, though.
Fair enough.
Toby grinned as he listened to their conversation. He remembered one of the kids brought a pack of cigarettes to class on the second day and ended up getting smacked by the teacher. That must have been him. This was going to be an interesting ride.